The menu at Brightson's restaurant has always told stories. Between the brown butter, bright remoulade, and smoky gumbo, you can read the heritage of Louisiana food, the evolution of the modern New Orleans restaurant, and friendships reaching back generations. Right now, the menu at Brightson's also tells a story of our times, and it's all packed for takeout. Restaurants everywhere are adapting and even transforming themselves in a bid for survival through the coronavirus crisis. Brightson's is showing one way. Marna and Frank Brightson first opened this Riverbend bistro in 1986. They shut it down for 4 months as the pandemic arrived. They assumed the restaurant would stay shuttered until the state's Phase 3 reopening began. Instead, the lengthening crisis forced their hand, like so many others. People need jobs back, suppliers need business, chefs need to cook. Getting back open on terms they could accept means converting the homey cottage restaurant into an efficient takeout operation, since takeout is a safer route for service. Places like Brightson's have weathered daunting challenges through the years, and networks of friends and supporters and business partners have always been part of their longevity. The coronavirus crisis is testing the durability of those networks in new ways. Carrying on with takeout means fielding phone orders and shuttling cartons of redfish and shrimp kalaw to the car line outside. It means packing gumbo and butternut shrimp bisque by the quart and bundling whole pies. Before reopening, Frank Brightson rigged up his restaurant with new plastic dividers as a staff safety measure. He also went to the pet store and bought a blue aquarium net, a handy, if goofy, tool to collect credit cards while keeping a distance. Even in hard times, this chef hasn't lost his sense of humor, nor, gratefully, his sense of purpose. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty. I know darn well we can work it out.